在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Unit 20 Listening text Traveling in India. A journalist talks about traveling in India. There are two things for you to remember about traveling in India. First, it is a huge country.And distances are large. Second, there are about 800 million Indians, so a lot of them are likely to be traveling at the same time as you. To travel from one end of the country to the other, the best way is to fly, because the distances are so great. However,You will need to book your ticket several weeks in advance. Turn up at the airport in good time. If you're not there on time, your seat will be given to someone else. In the rainy season, there are frequent storms, so you can expect delays. For shorter trips,Travel by train. This is an exciting experience. There are many different types of train, from long-distance fast trains to trains that stop at every station. So you need to choose the fastest train for your journey. There are different types of ticket that you can buy. For example,First class sleeper, first class soft seat, second class, and so on. Again, you will have to make plans long before you travel and buy your ticket several days before you want to travel. At festivals and holiday periods, it will be especially difficult to book a seat.For short distances, you could always travel second class without booking. But you will have to fight to get on the train, and you will probably not get a seat. For getting around in towns, there are several possibilities. Buses are cheap, but usually very crowded.Especially at rush hours. Taxis are expensive. In many cities, you can take a three-wheeled cycle taxi. These are cheap and good for short distances. There are also three-wheeled motorbike taxis, which are better if you have to cross a large town. Traveling by train.Is great fun if you have a seat. You have the chance to get to know new people and also to enjoy the countryside which you are traveling through. When you stop at a station, you can buy anything you wish: water, bread, cooked meals, fruit, locally made products, and hot, sweet, milky tea.